Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone.
Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate, and more, all in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
And showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order,
Bible prophecy may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Okay, I have just been muted for a whole few minutes. I just noticed that. I just realized that I was muted for a good 8 minutes. So I was talking to the air. So I apologize for that. So I've just lost 8 minutes off the show Jack McLem to call in. Hopefully he will be calling in soon. So I am praying that I did not tell him to call in at 11 rather than 10. What we're going to do is we're going to just go ahead and continue on with the show. Now, what we are looking at is Iran's for sure reactor going online in mid-September. And if this thing goes online in mid-September, we take it that Israel is not going to let it go online. So that may be evidence that, hey, mid-September, they don't want that reactor to go online, so guess what? They're going to take it out before that happens. So my best guess is they're going to probably take it out in the next couple of weeks. Now, Bolton was bringing up the point of this Brashear reactor, and he was saying that the chances are pretty quick that that this reactor could be bombed anytime in the near future. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Actually, I can't take a break because my switchboard just disappeared on me, and I have nowhere. I don't know where it went. It just all of a sudden just blanked out. So we're going to go ahead and try to bring that switchboard back up and see what we can do. A lot of times, I will have a show and it will just be a complete disaster like today. And sometimes you say to yourself, are you doing God's will? Well, you're either not doing God's will and that's why it's messing up, or you're doing God's will and that's why it's messing up. I don't know what to say with today's show, because it's just, that's the first time that's ever happened to me, is when I'm sitting here and the switchboard just disappears. I've had problems with the switchboard, but not to a point where it's just vanished off the face of the earth. So now I got to get the switchboard back up, and just a lot of problems right now. But anyway, the war in the Middle East seems more reality to me than at any time that I've been watching Bible prophecy. And it just looks like everybody has a war footing, and everybody's expecting war to, at least the leaders of the world, is expecting war to break out in the Middle East. And we have to just keep a close eye and pray for Israel. Now, if I can still get Officer Jack to come on the show right now, it just looks like the computer that I'm using is like, it's going like at super warp slow speed. And it's almost like, wow, this thing is really, are you kidding me? I mean, for real. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy, man. The problem is that when you have a lot of windows open up, because I was going to go over the news, and when you have a lot of windows opened up, it makes the computer like molasses slow. And then I got my cat scratching on the door because I'm in the garage. I normally got my show out in the garage where I can have some quiet, but it's kind of like letting me down here. Unfortunately, we're going to have to take another break and see if I can still get Officer Jack on the show. If not, we're just going to continue on. And I'm praying that I didn't tell him 11 o'clock. We will be back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prosperity Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same, because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, Middle East peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like the end time generation that we live in, because we are living in the final day. So join us on the Prophecy Zone.
Okay, I'm back. This show is like being attacked by the devil in many ways. They say behind every corner is not the devil, but sometimes he's lurking where other people don't think he is. But I just spent time doing an introduction on Officer J.X., and that was completely missed. So I apologize for that. We're going to try this again. Never open up too many windows on your computer because it just slows the things down. It's babies. I can't even get to my switchboard in time to switch off and on between Officer Jack's webpage and the switchboard. So, I mean, it's just a mess. And then I keep my kids over when my wife is at work, and it's just like my daughter's upstairs with the kids. It's just a mess. But anyway, Officer Jack, I listened to Officer Jack about 5 years ago when I was living in Colorado Springs, and I was just fascinated with his program. And I just was intrigued by his knowledge of what is going on around the world, in the United States preferably, as far as our system is concerned. Officer Jack spent 27 years in the fighting for on the streets of the United States, as far as the police department is concerned. He's very knowledgeable for what is going on. And also in the military, United States military. So we're not going to spend too much time, but I'm probably going to end up just going straight to an interview. But he speaks for himself. If you go to his website, Officer Jack's website at www.jackmclam.com. I hope I'm saying it right. But like I said, he's really... knows what he's talking about. But anyway, Officer Jack.
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, brother.
That's good. The reason why I kind of hesitated, my son stepped into the office, whatever you want to call this thing, and was trying to ask a question, and I kind of like, he knows not to come in when I'm doing a radio program. So today is just all over the place. But I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for the invitation, brother.
Yes, sir. Let us talk about what's going on as far as the freedom of speech, the gun control. Let us mainly take a look at the rights that are being usurped from the American people, and how we are being hooked with into a new world order.
Yes.
And yeah. Also, go ahead.
Well, we have a communist in there as our phony president, Obamanation. And he's a phony president because I have a video of him admitting on the video that he was born in Kenya, and he says he's not a U.S. citizen. And so Article 2 of the Constitution says that you can't serve as president unless you're an American citizen or a citizen of the United States. And that's paragraph 5. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States shall be eligible to the office of president. So he's admitted that now, and the video is out there on the web. And so he's not our president, and anything he does or anything he signs is null and void. and he's not our commander-in-chief either. And some of the soldiers know that, some of the officers know that, so they're not obeying his orders because they know he's not our president and he's not our commander-in-chief. So it's interesting that he's there and refuses to step down because his orders from his boss, which is the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations, which he works for 100%, he doesn't work for us at all, and they've told him to reduce us to third world nation status in this nation and to put us under the Soviet-style totalitarian military rule. And so he's doing both of those. He has UN troops coming in right now all over America and Russian troops coming in all over America right now. And he's invited the Chinese troops to come in, too, to help subjugate us under the Soviet totalitarian military rule system. And so I heard from our military intel people. I was in the military during the Vietnam War and had a top-secret clearance and was back in these secret intel bases in the jungles. And I still have contacts, and my U.S. military intel people tell me that there's 400,000 foreign troops now on our military bases here in the United States without the Russians coming in, the Russian soldiers and the U.N. soldiers coming in. And they've said that they're going to blow us up like they did on 9/11. The CIA and the Mossad blew us up on 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims to get us into war in the Middle East for the globalist, you know, not to protect America at all, not to fight terrorism, but just to vacate Iraq of the leadership there, because Iraq had stated, Saddam Hussein has stated, they would not be part of the Antichrist New World Order. So we had to remove Saddam Hussein and put a puppet in there now that will go along with the Communist Zionist Antichrist New World Order, and he will. And now we, Iran has stated that they won't be a part of the Antichrist New World Order, and we have to go in there. They're not making nuclear bombs, according to our military intel. They've looked for 3 years for any evidence at all that Iran is making nuclear weapons, and they haven't found it, anything. They did 18 surprise inspections last year and found every time they would surprise them and appear at these nuclear plants, they would go in. They were allowed in on these surprise inspections, and everywhere they went, they found them refining uranium to 3.5%, which is for nuclear energy. Yep. And if you want a nuclear bomb, you've got to refine it to 90% purity. And they didn't find that anywhere. And so for 3 years now, my military intel friends have been telling me that they've found no evidence at all that Iran's building nuclear weapons. But it's just like them lying to us and telling us that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons, that he was going to attack the United States and Israel. And that got us into war over there in Iraq. But it was only to remove Saddam Hussein, who said he wouldn't be part of the Antichrist New World Order. And so Iran now has to be attacked because Ahmadinejad has said that his nation will not be a part of the Antichrist New World Order either. So we've got to remove him and the leadership over there and put in another puppet that'll go along with the Antichrist New World Order that the Communist Zionists who control Israel are building over there. And they can't have any nation over there that won't be a part of the Antichrist New World Order. So they're having us go over under lies and fraud and bomb these places and take out the leadership so that they could put puppets in there. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Now, the sad thing is my military intel tell me that they're preparing, the CIA and the Mossad once again are preparing to blow us up in 5 or 6 cities here in the United States, or
wow,
drop biological disease in 5 or 6 cities and blame it on Iran. And
wow,
that has to happen pretty quick. So
yes,
I'm asking everybody to pray to God that God will shut them down and just not allow that to happen, because they intend to scare the American sheeple into accepting the Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system when they kill 5 or 10 million Americans in these 5 or 6 cities that they bomb.
Yes.
Or drop biologicals. And so that'll scare the American people, and they're going to blame it, of course, on Iran this time and allow us to go over there. And the communist Zionists have asked us to bomb the cities and the towns and not the nuclear facilities, because they absolutely know that they're not building nuclear bombs at all, but they want to kill 50 million Iranians so that they can't rise up against us like they're doing in Iraq right now. We have killed 1,400,000 children, moms and dads over there in Iraq, and the Iraqi people are getting tired of it, so they're getting together and rising up against our occupation now.
Wow.
And they don't want that to happen in Iran. So there's only 72 million people in Iran, and they want us to kill 50 million by bombing the cities and the towns there.
Wow.
So that they can't get it together to rise up against us, and they can put their puppet dictator in that will accept the Antichrist New World Order. And so that's where we're at on the wars in the Middle East right now. It's all a fraud. And I've had seven soldiers come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and say they can't sleep at night. They have horrible PTSD because they were told weekly to put their guns at the heads of little boys and little girls in Iraq and Afghanistan and blow their heads off, and then their moms and dads too. And so when they go to sleep at night, these seven soldiers have told me they wake up screaming because they see the heads of these little boys and little girls exploding, and they wake up in a cold sweat, and they just can't sleep. And so this is what they're telling our soldiers to do. The communist Zionists go by a book, their religious book, called the Babylonian Talmud. And the Babylonian Talmud says that nobody but Jews are human, and we are beasts. The Gentiles are beasts, and you can kill as many of them as you want to. So our soldiers...
Wow.
Because we're under the control of the communist Zionists today in America, and our military is, the soldiers are being told to execute the children and moms and dads over there so that they can't have children that will rise up.
Wow.
And we've killed 1,400,000 now. And our soldiers are not meant to shoot little children and little girls and little boys and moms and dads, and so they're coming home very, very upset inside their soul and their memory, and they can't sleep at night. So it's a sad situation, but the Babylonian Talmud says that these are all beasts and animals. They're goyim. They call them goyim, which means cattle, but we Gentiles, who they call goyim, are in their estimation below the animals even, and we don't have souls. The Talmud says we don't have souls, and the Kabbalah too, their second religious book there that's based on mysticism and the occult, says that we don't have souls either. Only the Jews have souls, and only the Jews are human. So it's okay to kill as many of us as they want to. And that's what we're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. And that's what we're going to do in Iran very quickly.
Yes, sadly. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Where do you think the Bashar reactor plays a part in it? I know you already said that they don't have any, they're not trying to make any nuclear bombs, and I agree 100%. But
yeah, that's right.
Being the devil's advocate, which they are, it seems like they're a bunch of devils, but being the devil's advocate, that Bashar reactor is supposed to go online mid-September. Do you think that the ones in the know, the Zionist movement, do you think they know that and they're going to try to hit Iran quicker than that? Or do you think it's going to be this month or sometime next month?
Well, this month or sometime next month, because they have to blow us up first in those five or six cities and
kill
10 million of us and scare us into letting them go and kill 50 million Iranians over there, you know?
So do you think, do you believe that, okay, say for instance, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to pray for tonight for the United States and the whole world, but do you believe that if they blow up the cities in about, say, like the 21st of August, they do that, you think that military buildup is going to, they're going to try to sell an attack really quickly, or they're going to sell an attack in about 3 or 4 months?
No, I think it'll be sooner than that. You know, they're really, right now, they have our military carriers, our naval carriers out in the Gulf out there surrounding Iran right now as we speak. And so they're not going to be very long before they're going to take those carriers and the planes there off the carriers and blow up Iran in their cities and towns. And so it should be very soon, very soon. But I ask my listeners on my six radio programs a week to pray that God will shut them down and not allow them to blow up those five or six cities or drop those biological weapons on us in those five or six cities. And ask God to just totally shut them down. And as David and Jeremiah did, ask that God will take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan agents and destroy them with double destruction. And so they can't lead that attack on five or six cities across the United States. That's so important because it'll scare the American sheeple so much that they'll allow anything to happen. They'll allow their constitution to be thrown out the window, their Bill of Rights under this Soviet totalitarian system that they have already set up at Homeland Insecurity.
Yeah.
Lesbian Janet Napolitano, who runs Homeland Security today, was not there when Communist Chertoff, and I've had two, he's a Russian, Communist Chertoff didn't know how to set up a totalitarian system here in America, so he hired the two top mass murderers, Soviet mass murderers in the world, right under him at Homeland Insecurity, Marcus Wolf, head of the East German Communist Stasi, and Yevgeny Primakov, head of the KGB, chief of the KGB. And they set up this Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system for Communist Chertoff.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. It's interesting that I've had two Russians get a hold of me and tell me that the name Chertoff in Russian means son of the devil. And so Chertoff means son of the devil, and I think he probably is. If you look into his face, you can see the devil in his face, you know. And so, but anyway, that's the situation we're facing here in America, so we need to be deeply in prayer to God to shut this all down, to shut down the implementation of the communist Soviet totalitarian system here in America, shut that down, and shut down the bombing of those five or six cities, and don't let them even get started doing that, because it will scare the American sheeple into accepting anything that the government commands, the communist government we have today in America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is going to be a ridiculous question, but Las Vegas and Houston seems kind of like it keeps coming up over time, at least my last couple of years. What could be some of the targets for them? Baltimore is another city that came up. What can be the target so we can actually warn people, maybe? I know it's kind of like...
Well, my military intel people said that they haven't chosen the cities yet, but they probably have now. It's just they don't know. They don't know what cities it's going to be across America. And they haven't been told that. So imagine by now, because they want to do it very swiftly, blow up those five or six cities, that they've chosen the cities by now. But my military intel doesn't know the cities that they're going to bomb. But they say they're going to be all across the United States to scare all the American sheeple instead of just doing New York or doing California. They're going to go all across the United States with the five or six cities to scare all the American sheeple into accepting the bombing of Iran and the Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Now, do you believe that at that time of the attacks, when they decide that they want to go after Iran for supposedly attacking America, do you believe that the satellite nations from Iran or the satellite groups from Iran will attack first? Because I noticed that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Iran is not really... actually, Iran is there, but if you know anything about Psalms 83, these nations seem to be bordering Israel, like Jordan and Lebanon and Syria. And then Syria also, in Isaiah 17, it says Damascus is no longer a nation, a city, it's a ruinous heap. So with that being said, do you believe that... for some reason, Iran back off, or they don't do anything until a little bit, to a couple of, until Russia decides it wants to invade. But their satellite city, their satellite groups actually fight Israel.
Well, I don't know. We had a good friend of ours here, Jack Bernstein, that went to Israel in the late 60s. He was an American patriot here, a Jewish patriot, and he went over there to help build the homeland for the Jews. And we got over there, he found out it was a full communist system. And the real blood Jews in Israel, the ones that lived in the Holy Land and were real blood Jews, Khazarians that had control, the communist Khazarians that had control, but he found out they were highly persecuted, and they were thrown in prison quite often and raped and sodomized and killed. The real blood Jews over there are hated by the communist Zionist Khazars from Khazaria in the Middle East. And if you know the history of Khazaria, in 740 A.D., their king, King Joseph, accepted Judaism for all of his people, and the Gentiles became Jews in Khazaria. And that's gone on a long time, and we still have some very fine American patriots here that are Jewish Khazars that love America and are fighting with us to save America. But these communists broke away from the Khazarian nation and started communist Zionism in 1890, they had their first Zionist meeting in Europe, and they decided to start communism. And they went over in 1917, the Bolsheviks, which were communist Zionists. And when, just keep in mind, though, that when the Khazarians, super-rich Khazarians, broke away from Khazaria and became atheist Zionists, that they were no longer Jews. And they're not today. The communist Zionists are not Jews if you're a Khazarian, because you were only a Jew by religion only. And when they became atheist communists, they were no longer able to call themselves Jews, but they still do today. And so they're the ones that started Israel for the Jews in 1948, the communist Zionists did, and they started persecuting right away the real blood Jews over there. And if you take a trip with your church or some religious organization, Christian organization, over to Israel, they highly supervise you and watch you and not let you get out of the group, because if you talk to one of the persecuted real blood Jews over there, you'll bring the story back to America. So they highly watch you and surveil you and don't let you get away from the group when they take you on these tours in Israel. And so, Jack Bernstein, my friend, here made the mistake of marrying a real blood Jew over there, a Jewess, and he married her. He fell in love with her and married her over there, and he immediately was thrown in prison, and he lost his communist government job and lost his communist government home. And when he got out of prison, he took his real blood Jew wife and moved back here to the United States, and he wrote a book called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And I've got a copy of it right here, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel by Jack Bernstein. And the Mossad came over and murdered him when he published this book, because it laid out everything. Now, this book is free on the web today, you know, and it's free because Jack Bernstein is dead now, and his family took The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel and put it on the web, and so anybody can get it and read it. And he tells about that these communist Zionists over there that are atheist Gentiles now, who call themselves Jews, are not God's chosen people. And he has a section on that in this book, talking about that they're not Jews and they're communist atheists and they hate Christ and they hate Christians. And they just put up with the Christian gatherings over there because they make a lot of money off of the Christians coming over to the Holy Land there. But they highly watch them, so they can't meet the real blood Jews and hear about their persecution. They have an apartheid system set up for the real blood Jews over there. And so, sadly, Jack Bernstein is now dead, but he did put out this book, and his family put it on the web for free. And it's good that all Americans read that so that they know that the communist Zionists setting up this Antichrist New World Order over there are not God's chosen people. And Jack Bernstein points that out in his book, you know?
Yes, indeed. What would after this attack on Iran. What, and after the supposed attacks on the United States, what is President Obama going to do as far as the nation is concerned? I mean, is it going to be a martial law at its 100%?
Yes, 100% martial law, and he's going to be our dictator. But he doesn't do anything on his own. Everything he does, he is told to do by the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations, who he works for 100%. And he doesn't say anything or do anything without their permission. So really it won't be him. He'll be our puppet. He is our puppet dictator right now in America, bringing us down to third world nation status so we can be merged with the rest of the third world nations into this Antichrist New World Order. And that's his duty, and that's what he's doing so well right now, is reducing us down to third world nation status. And also putting us under this Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system. Those are his two goals right now, and he's proceeding along very well with them. But he doesn't say anything or do anything on his own. It all comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, this Antichrist globalist group in America.
Yes, indeed. So you believe 2010... You believe this could be the start of the actual George Bush Sr.'s New World Order?
Yeah, it very well could, unless our prayers work and we get God to slow down and not make us this generation that's going to go into this Antichrist system. So we need to really pray to God and ask him to stop this whole situation, and to take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan, as Jesus called them, the Synagogue of Satan, and destroy them with double destruction, the leadership, the super rich and the super powerful, and ask God in an imprecatory prayer to destroy them with double destruction so we can take our nation back under God, under his laws and his Ten Commandments, you know. That's the most important thing we can do, brother.
Yes, indeed. It's pray. Pray for the Congress will make the right decisions. They already declared giving Israel the approval to attack Iran, which I don't understand. Why would that country need anybody's approval? But it seems like to me they're holding hands, walking into war, and they have no. I believe that President Obama knows that his duty is to kickstart World War III. That's always been my thought, that one of these presidents, and I said this a while back, that one of the presidents, whoever it is, will be charged with the task of bringing the United States into World War III.
Uh-huh.
And I guess George Bush thought he was the one when he made that comment. But he was not the one. But I'm like kind of baffled, too, of why, and I think you made a good point, is that the law, he needs money for their election, and the Jewish lobby is the one who's giving him a lot of money. So he's kind of like trapped.
Yeah.
Into as far in Congress also, he's kind of trapped into going over there and doing that.
Well, Rothschild is head of America today. He's head of Britain, he's head of Germany, he's head of Sweden and all those nations, but he's now head of America because the Communist Zionists have us under control, and Rothschild, the trillionaire, has control of America today and our military today. And so it's sad, but we need to pray and pray and pray that God will bring this evil Antichrist system down and the synagogue of Satan down and destroy the leadership with double destruction, as David asked and Jeremiah asked. And God did it for Jeremiah and David when they prayed that prayer to God.
Yeah.
And so we need to have enough Christians praying and ask God to do that here so we can take our nation back from these Antichrist, synagogue of Satan communists that have control of us today.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Listen, brother, I've got to be going.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
Yeah,
I'll be praying.
God bless you, and thank you for all you're doing for God and country, brother, and thank you for inviting me on today.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
That was Officer Jack McLean. Awesome interview, and I'd like to thank him for coming on to the show. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages. Okay, I guess we won't be taking a break. My switchboard keeps disappearing. What a day. Already, what a day. We got our next guest coming on, Jeffrey Grump from Anti-Matter Radio will be coming on in a few minutes. So, like I said, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture at American Warning Radio with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Show. You're listening to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
I had a friend send me over just a few minutes ago. I was looking at my emails, and he sent me over a YouTube video talking about the Mediterranean Union. I believe that the Mediterranean Union is the beast coming out of the sea. It is a mixture of Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. I don't believe it's just Europe. I don't know why. I'm not talking arrogantly. I'm sort of just kind of confused with why Bible teachers can't see that it's the old revised Roman Empire that that is going to be the focus point. It is not the European Union by itself. And also you have to include all the chapters, especially Daniel chapter 8, because even the horn that was broken off represented Alexander the Great, and his empire was cut up into four pieces. And out of that came Antiochus Epiphanes, which is a prototype of the Antichrist. And what I can't understand is why people keep saying it's just Europe. Well, it's no big deal, though. And everybody wants to see the Antichrist. Why? If you pre-trib rapture, you had no business looking for the Antichrist, because you're not going to be here, right? And if you post, that's not a good sign to be looking for the Antichrist. We're told in Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We also we're told that it's a twinkle of an eye, snatching away. The word caught up means to snatch. We use the word rapture, but to snatch means to yank out. It's like pulling somebody by the hair and say, you better come on out of here, you know, really quick. So I'm going to be really giving effort to this radio program, because a lot of times I just pray and just come on. I'm going to start preparing just like a preacher would prepare for the show. I think you always should be prepared anyway. But God has always given me the words to say. However, I think that this show could be like 1,000,000% better. You saw what happened today. This was complete demonic attack. It's always a demonic attack, and if it's not a demonic attack, it's my stupidity. So you're either going to have the flesh, you're either going to have the Satan, or you're going to either have the world system messing with you. So you have to keep that in mind. We are going into World War III, it appears. I'm about 50%. Well, I'd say about 65% that we are going to be in World War III in a week, and I'm about a good 110% that we won't be in World War III before 2012. I don't believe in 2012, never did. I believe it's going to be used as a vehicle for the New World Order. But anyway, my next guest, and I apologize so much to Officer Jack Slim for the. I think that was a. I was just sort of rattled because I couldn't get him on. I never had that problem because I forgot to give him the phone number. Can you believe that? I have so many people I'm dealing with trying to get them on the show that I'm just forget. So what I'm starting to do now is having a detailed analysis of what I've told people, what phone numbers, what. When to call, why to call, what we're going to talk about, because I'm not going to go through that again. But I've heard other radio programs, even Dr. Sam Ortiz have a problem, you know, where's the call, is he going to call in or not? You know, I've seen that happen, so I was a little bit more cooler than I thought I was going to be, but I still was kind of rattled because my kids are upstairs and my one son, he's 2 years old, and he's just like, my older daughter, teenage daughter, is taking care of the kids upstairs. And I feel kind of anxiety, like, please don't do this, please don't do that, please don't bump your head and blush out and have to get out of here. You never want that to happen anyway. I'm just making a crazy point. But God be with everybody out there. I'm praying for the listeners, I'm praying for the listening audience, praying for my guest that comes on this radio program. And I'm praying for the nation, because what Officer Jack said is raining high. I believe that it is going to be a neutron bomb going off major cities or some type of a chemical attack. I also believe, don't forget, they have earthquake machines. California and different parts of the Pacific and the Atlantic. And don't rule out also some of these people doing something shady down in the Gulf, because my next guest is going to talk about how they fake everything, but at the same time, you have to be careful with these people because they're smart, and they might try to put an earthquake machine right there and try to cause a tsunami. You never know what these people are going to do. 9/11 was kind of ridiculous. I mean, I still look at 9/11 today, and I think it's totally ridiculous to have hijackers take take over planes, ride them around for about an hour or so, and with box cutters, and be so organized. And they hit the plant, hit the buildings, which it took. In Spain, the building in Spain never came down, and it was burning. I mean, just because something's burning doesn't mean it's going to come down unless it had continued. Unless it has some type of neutron bomb to make those planes come down in the airplane. They could have came up with something better than that. But American people fought it. The American consensus was this really happened. 19 hijackers, who were 10 of them, are still alive. I mean, come on, NORAD, don't stand down. What do you mean? And then I have people come in, and I had a cousin come in the chat room and say, well, why are you talking about this stuff for? You're supposed to be a Christian. Look, if they can fool you with 9/11, then the strong delusion in the Bible is sort of, God doesn't need to send anybody a strong delusion. He just sent them a weak one like 9/11. I mean, come on. And then George Bush changed everything. And then you still can't tell nobody nothing. I tried to tell my mom that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iran. Oh, come on. I would say, Mom, and then 2 years later, oh, yeah, there were weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, I tried to tell you that. Now I'm telling you 9/11 was a complete scam. Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to bring my next guest on if I just... rattled along long enough, and now all of a sudden this computer just blanked out. So I have to wait until I can get back on to the computer before I can write my next guest. And I apologize, Jeff, for this, but I'm baffled, and I don't know if I should just be glorying in the Lord because I have so many problems with the computer, with these computers, and the bad thing is my Dell computer, I just blanked off everything off the computer. So hopefully I'm still online. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm going right back to the switchboard and I'm bringing my guest on. Well, anyway, my guest has a BA from the University of New Mexico in anthropology, MA with Western Michigan in philosophy, which I'm from Michigan as well. Been through a psychology professor, going for a doctorate in psychology at Duke. He had to postpone that. But anyway, former college teacher in Purdue University System in Religion and Psychology, author of The Prophetism, Secret Government of the New World Order, Telementation and Telestream. I've heard this guy, and he's very intelligent, knows what he's talking about. And that's what I'm trying to get on this show. Next week, we're going to tonight, we're going to have Bob Chapman on the Prophet Zone Network. So search that out, look for that interview. I'm not going to miss this interview. I won't miss Officer Jack. Interview, and thank God I remember Jeff to remind him. And then tomorrow I'm gonna have Terry James, and at 7 o'clock, and I have a brain fart right about now. I have to remember the other person. Somebody else coming on, and if not, I'll find somebody. But anyway, God bless everybody out there, and we're going to bring our next guest on. Jeff?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Let's get right to it because I kind of like my savory is a little bit long. But let's get into it. Let's talk about the golf field. That's what I want to hit up next first, and then we're going to go from there.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you want me to just give my take on the golf spill?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, as you know, I think I'm not sure why more people aren't onto this, but it's obvious to me that the golf spill was completely fake. The reason I say that is just for one specific reason. I'm a philosopher, and philosophers are often trained to think incredibly, you know, purely scientifically. And to think purely scientifically, you have to use the evidence that you're given to analyze the world, and the way you find evidence that you're given about the world is with your senses. Okay,
yeah.
And if you don't have sufficient evidence for something through your senses, you can't claim that it exists or it's true or real. So when you've got the mass media showing us images of oil and that's red, which doesn't make any sense. First time in history we've got a red oil spill, and you've got all this red streaking in the water, which looks exactly like an underwater volcano, such as the one that happened off the coast of Japan in 2008. And when they show us all these pictures, and then then no oil shows up on the beaches except when it does a little bit, in Pensacola, and it's red, and then there's some glops that show up here and there in Mississippi and Alabama. Those are red, and it never shows up really much in Florida other than Pensacola. And then in the big place where it supposedly where there was so much is in Louisiana, which doesn't even make sense that it showed up there so much and not in Alabama and Mississippi when you look at the way the currents go in the Gulf. But it doesn't even matter because nobody could even see it because they just shut everything down with military lockdown. They said, please trust us that there's all this oil here. It's just really, really bad. And they show us the same couple pictures over and over of animals, dipped in this reddish-brown goop of some sort. And they say, please believe us that this is the oil spill. And then, but nobody can have any evidence. Nobody can do any testing. There was a company, I did a video on this on YouTube. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/antimatterradio. I did a video of a company that, there's a local news station down there that came out and said, we tested the oil. And they have some guy on there saying he's from some company. And he's saying, it's this and that quality about the water that's been tested, and there's high content of oil in the water. It just looks like crystal clear water. But this guy's saying, oh, no, there's more oil in it. And I'm sitting there looking around for it on this video and from this local news show, and I don't see anything. So I looked up the company that did it, and I called them, and it's just this guy. And you can't even get a hold of him because it's just one guy or something, and he doesn't keep regular hours. He's got an answering service. It was just I recorded the call and played it on YouTube. This is a complete joke. Just long story short, the only way anybody knows that there was actually some kind of oil spill or something is because of what you've been told by the mass media. Now, let me ask you something. The mass media, like you were just saying, they lie about absolutely everything, and they love it. Okay? They tell us there's a plane at the Pentagon on 9/11. They tell us there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. All this, we can't learn by now that they're lying. So we're really, all the people in the conspiracy movement are sitting here believing the mass media that there's this crazy oil spill down there, and there's simply no evidence. And now they're saying we plugged it, and all the oil's gone. We never really could find it. They've got helicopters flying around. It just all vanished. Give me a break. It's because it was never there. Okay, so we got to figure out why they tried to fake this and put everybody in a frenzy. What was really their motive? I'm not exactly sure. There's some obvious answers, that they they may want to raise the price of oil and reduce offshore drilling and things like that. That's possible.
Yeah.
Or maybe they want to just reduce the consumption of oil that world citizens use in general, because that can put us into like a dark age if they wanted to. It just depends on whatever they want to happen. So I'm not exactly sure what their motives are, but it's more than obvious. We need to see oil, okay? We need to see something like Exxon Valdez somewhere, okay?
Yes.
We don't need to have locked down beaches where nobody can go and measure it. And then there's all these people making videos of it on YouTube. Now, some of them are pretty good, but then there's some of them, there's a curious couple of them, like Save Our Shores Florida, that YouTube channel, and then P. Cola Greg, and then Project Gulf Impact. It's obvious these people are making fake videos. They'll go down there and they'll say, oh my gosh, look at the oil's up and down the beach, it's everywhere, and then they show us like 4 feet of beach with a teeny little splash of reddish, brownish stuff. It looks like somebody just threw it there in a bucket or something. And then they say it's everywhere, and then they don't even show us the beach. It just is completely – and then CNN puts these people – the BBC, National Geographic, they're covering these people. It's unbelievable. Why wouldn't they cover, antimatter radio? When I made videos about these fake videos, why wouldn't they cover me? The answer is because they wanted to push these people, act like, they're just independent media, just some people down there. Give me a break. It's all fake. The whole thing's fake, and the conspiracy movement needs to start waking up to it. A lot of people were tricked saying it's the end times, the ocean is turning red. Come on, I don't agree with that. It sure did look like that was going to happen at first, but it was just the Gulf of Mexico. A little bit of the Gulf of Mexico that had red streaks in it, to say that the oceans worldwide will turn red. I was worried at first before I figured this out that would happen as well. But then after a little bit, you started thinking, wait a minute, something's not right here. And I think people were just, I mean, it's easy to let the fear get away from us and not think rationally. But if we just put the fear aside and think rationally, it just is pretty interesting how they can just fake something. I mean, it's just nothing happened. It's a totally new kind of false flag event where there's just not even an event. I mean, what are they going to do next? Tell us there's a huge war going on in Siberia and there's just nobody there or something? You know, it's kind of interesting. A little bit funny,
yeah,
too.
There was a movie I was watching a while back before I even got saved. I was trying to watch it after I got saved, but I just couldn't. I had to turn it off. But it was called Wag the Dog. And I thought that was kind of interesting how they set up to make it look like something happened. Now, I haven't really went over a reason why I believe that it was. I had so many things fishing around. I even somewhat believe that somebody had showed a video of this guy of the spill and the stuff bubbling out of the spill, and then somebody. It was funny because they showed somebody shutting the door right in the background, and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really believe it or nothing, but I just kind of thought it was humor. You know, I kind of chuckled inside. Because I was saying, well, that seems like something they might do. But here's what I do believe is that there's a large buildup, military buildup across the across the world, with the United States and Israel and Russia and all these countries are setting up for World War III. I do believe that that oil spill is a diversion, so the media. The truth is some facets of the media are smart, you know, maybe, you know, Newsmax or something like that. They want them to focus in. This is a small remnant of media. They want them to focus in on the oil field while they have a military buildup. And then you said the key, what I also believe is true 100%, is that Obama's, my last guest, Officer Jack, said that Obama's duty is to destroy the United States. Or to play a big major part in it. So I'm believing that President Obama's chief aim is to put us on bicycles. And I've heard that about the New World Order. They want us riding bikes. And they also want to run our electricity bills to the roof so we would depend on the government. So if he halts drilling just for this, because just like 9/11, 9/11 happened, and all of a sudden, the airports are not the same anymore. Because 19 hijackers took some box cutters and took over planes, supposedly. And American populace ain't smart enough to believe that maybe these planes can be controlled from the ground. And maybe NORAD being told to send Dan down should be just enough by itself. But they're not going to find out about NORAD then, you know, being told to stand down. They're just going to look the other way. As long as you're not messing with me, I don't really care. As long as Billy Joe is happy and my beautiful wife is doing fine and we all, you know, live happily ever after, that's fine with me. But, you know, I do believe that what you're saying about the oil spill, I do believe that it is not what they're saying it is. Now, do you believe that this oil spill can turn out to be something worse, or you think it's just going to fade off to the sunset?
I think it's going to just fade off. And I mean, yeah, like you say, you don't believe that it's fake. You believe that it's fake. I mean, what other choice do we have, though? I mean, it's just, if we had evidence, great, but we have just the mass media. I mean, so we'd be betraying the whole conspiracy movement to follow that. We can't get the core of our information from the mass media. We have to get it from our own eyes that God gave us for a reason. I mean, why wouldn't we just use those? And then we can find the truth of things about the world every single time. You just use your eyes. So, but yeah, I think it's just going to fade away. Now, here's the thing, though. They did this, if you go to YouTube and just look up, you know, Gulf Spill Timor Sea, Timor, or something like that, you'll get to a video that I made, a three-part video, that they did this same exact script in Australia a year ago, a little over a year ago, where they, you know, it was BP and it was no oil showed up in shores anywhere. It was northeast of Australia. in the Timor Sea, and then it was red. You know, the stuff didn't look like oil. A lot of it was yellow and white. When have you ever heard of yellow or white crude oil? You know, all over the ocean. And then, you know, they said, oh, there's dead wildlife anywhere. Nobody ever found it. They said there's oil everywhere, never showed up in beaches. And that went for like 90 or 80 days or something like that. And this time it was a rig that did it, though, but it was a similar scenario. They said, you know, underwater there was the leak and stuff. And then all of a sudden it was just capped. So you wonder if it's going to happen again in China or Russia or something like that. So yeah, I think it'll just fade away. But there's some psychological – here's what I've said in past videos that I've made in radio shows. There's some sort of psychological game that they're playing where it's not like – you have to remember, these people that run the New World Order are very patient. You know, we're all kind of like, oh, my gosh, they're going to crush the food, you know, the wheat crop next week or something. Now, they may do that. That could happen. You know, like you were saying, World War III, it appears it's coming, you know. But these people are patient. They've been prepping us for World War III, which will, you know, kick off apparently with, you know, a proxy war of between, you know, with Israel, between Iran and America. Now, they've been prepping us for that since 2003, and here we are in 2010. I remember, you know, listening to radio show hosts say, in 2004 and 2005, we're going to our war with Iran. You know, conspiracy theorists were saying that. And, you know, not that they were wrong, but, I mean, you've got to remember how patient they are. So here's what I think is going on. In some way, they are trying to get us to absolutely have blood hatred for big oil. Okay, now they did. I remember in the 70s when I was a kid, my first memories of TV was the Shah of Iran, believe it or not, on TV. With all these newscasts saying, you know, NBC News and so forth saying that the price of oil is a nightmare and it's all because of Iran, and my parents were all upset and the neighbors were all upset and everybody hated Iran, and it was just this. And then they would show pictures of the Iranian people, their culture was different, and everybody would say, oh, look how crazy and weird they are. And I mean, if we trace now we got the film Avatar coming out 2 years ago, whatever. This, I mean, when they make a big deal out of a film that much, you know there's something in it they're trying to program us with mentally, okay? And the whole point of the film Avatar is hate big oil. They are the most bloodthirsty, horrific, hellish group imaginable. And then the same message sort of is with the oil spill. So, I mean, somehow or other, for some reason, they're getting us to – they're trying to fill us with absolute blood hatred for big oil. And I'm not exactly sure why. There's some obvious possible reasons as to why that is. Now, that's what we know, that they're trying to get that hatred in us, because that's simply what's happened over the last 40 years. But exactly what their aim is unclear. It would seem to be the obvious possibilities are, you know, like we already said, they want to bring the world into a dark age or something, and, you know, getting us to attack big oil would be a perfect way to do it. And people in America are ready. They hate big oil. They have no possible conception of how they're going to fuel civilization. A lot of people go around saying, I hate big oil. And I say, well, okay, I don't like them either, but how are you going to – what's going to run the tractors in the fields? How are you going to get your textiles to the store to buy them? I mean, we've all given our souls away to this corporatist nightmare. We've turned our back on the local farmers and the local hardware stores and everything for Slave Mart and, you know, Target and all the Myers and all this kind of stuff. Why, you know, so what are we exactly planning on doing? So I don't know. I don't think anybody's thought it through that much. Everybody just has this knee-jerk blood hatred for big oil because they've seen a couple pictures of a duck, you know, smothered under, or a seagull or whatever, smothered under this red stuff that the mass media is telling us oil. But for some reason, they want us to hate big oil, and we have to look to the past to see why that might be the case, you know, because they would repeat the same patterns. You know, one thing is, though, that if you look at the past, then what do they do with – they got everybody to hate the banks back before they set up the Federal Reserve, and then everybody hated the banks so much and said, whatever the banks like, I hate. So the banks came out saying, I don't want the Federal Reserve Act. And then everybody said, I want the Federal Reserve Act. They didn't even think. They just said, if the banks hate it, I love it. And the banks were just faking it, you know, back in 1913, saying, we don't want the Federal Reserve. But, of course, the Federal Reserve just gave full power of the whole country to the banks. So there could be something like that going on, you know, with people saying, I don't want offshore drilling, and Obama coming out trying to say, I don't want offshore drilling, and people go for that. But if that happens, it'll be very similar to the creature from Jekyll Island, where just gradually and patiently the world will be taken, like the world was taken over by the financial system then. It'll just be very gradually and slowly taken over by the oil industry now, meaning that people's money, the way they'll be taken over is people's money will go towards paying for, you know, $6 a gallon gas or $10 a gallon gas, or everything will go up in price, and people won't even really understand what's going on, but their lives will be taken over that much more because they're becoming that much more of a corporate slave to the whole, you know, nightmare of corporatism here in America. So it's hard to tell, but that's one good guess behind it.
Yeah, yep, indeed. I was going to sort of throw two stones at you. That you hit both of them at the same time. The economy in the not too distant future, if Gerald Talente and Bob Chapman and a lot of people are saying that, and plus a lot of newspapers and different types of bloggers are saying that there's a chance that the markets will hit skid row in the not too distant future. And also, the timing of the war, being the timing of the war, actually three stones at you, the timing of World War III. And then also, what do you think will be a terrorist attack that, if he does try one, what do you think that would be the terrorist attack that he would actually try? Because he's a lame duck. President Obama, and it looks like he's going to try something. I don't know what it is, but it seems like they're going to try something for the military buildup. It's just too huge. So go ahead and build.
Well, as far as you're not going to like my answer to the third one. What I can't say, I have a very, very specific one, and I've never told anybody, and I can't because if it's right, it'll be spectacular, and people will say, how did Grupp know? And it'll look, and the only way I would have known is because, I mean, then you know, people from the FBI can say, well, he said on air that such and such would happen, and it did. He had to have been in part behind it. And what I so I mean, I can't really say. I do think there is one coming, okay? And it's not. I don't think it's what you're thinking, but it is and it isn't. But I think there's one coming, and it's going to be spectacular. I don't know if it'll be spectacular in the sense of, you know, buildings falling down, but it'll be spectacular in the sense of psychological impact, and it won't have anything to do with economic collapse. It'll be an event, and I'll just leave it at that. I can't say anything more. I really apologize. But everybody just sit and think. Just think about your world. Think about, you know, Obama. Think about where we're going, and I think you can figure it out. Okay, it's the one. It's just absolutely obvious. Okay, there is one other radio show. He's not actually a radio show host. He's actually a he's just a guy that goes on radio a lot. A really interesting guy. And he's made the same prediction. I thought of it before that, but anyways, let me leave that at that because it's kind of silly for me to sit here and keep talking about one. I'm not even going to tell you what it is anyway. But it's an obvious one. but as far as the economy. I don't know. I've kind of am going to hold the same position I always have, and I always have, and I wrote about this in my book too. Economic collapse is happening now. Okay, it's been happening for 40 years, but it's escalated in the last five. And I don't think I've always kind of held that I don't necessarily hold it's going to be a quick event. Like all of a sudden the markets are going to slide, and you know it's going to be in 6 months the world will be totally different. I think. Here's what I specifically think is going on, and I wrote about this roughly in my book, Corporatism, my first book, which you can get at my website, antimatterradio.com. And it's they want to put the world in some sort of temporary, that's a key word, temporary feudal, or sorry, America in some sort of temporary feudal state where a lot of these camps might be used. And the way they're going to crush the economy, they're going to continue doing that, and what that means is people will have to keep going into the military, keep going into government industries and so forth, and that'll escalate. And the economy will, rather than, we won't really notice it being crushed, what we'll kind of see is it's being replaced by a government economy, you know, sort of a Sovietization of America. And so it will transform without ourselves knowing it into just a straightforward Soviet state. I think that's what – why do I say that? Is this a prediction? I don't know if this is a prediction. It just seems like that's what's going on. I mean, we don't seem to have big fireworks for the economy. Like, oh, my gosh, the stock market just fell 6,000 points yesterday. Yeah, we did have some fireworks in late 2008 in October with the stock market and so forth. But in general, they seem to be interested in a slow slide. They may take 10 years to do this. They may take 20. Or they may crank it up and do it over three or something like that. But I don't have any specific timelines or predictions. But it just if you look at what's going on, it seems like they want a slow slide from any kind of their fake capitalism that they had, which is really just called corporatism, into just a straightforward, you know, communist state. That's what I think is going on. So I don't have any specific predictions. In the markets, yeah, it would seem they'll keep sliding. Maybe or maybe not. They could just rig the numbers and say, oh my gosh, everything's great, and bring the Dow up to 14,000 or something, and then while, you know, everybody's losing their jobs, and people won't believe it. If they see on TV that the stock market goes to 14,000, even though they're just totally fake numbers, and they see everybody around them losing their jobs and so forth, they will not believe their eyes. They will believe the TV, and they will think that the economy is great, okay? Even though nothing, there's no evidence for it other than this fake number of this Dow, the Dow index going to 14,000. So they can pretty much do whatever they want. I don't necessarily, the market, who knows? I mean, the markets could get on, but it doesn't necessarily matter from what I've seen so far. And then as far as war, they do seem to be prepping. I mean, again, let's just base it on the past to try to predict what might happen. They prepped us from 1990 to 2003 to go to war with Iraq. And very, very soon after they started, very interesting, if you think back, it was really right after, just a few months after we went to war with Iraq, the second wing of it in, what was it, February or March 2003, I can't remember the specific month, it was like the 20th of one of those months, that we started with the second wing of that war. And then right after, they started prepping us for Iran. And they've been prepping us ever since for about 7 years now. So it would appear they're not in a hurry. Now, look, check this out. This is a really profound point. They're prepping all the kids right now in America in a similar ways that they prepped the Nazi children, you know, the Hitler's youth. They're prepping them to, like Alex Jones always is reporting on how they'll take in some, you know, military people in a public school and wave guns around, and the kids soil their pants because they're freaking out so much. All these crazy drills. They've got the scanners and the see-through backpacks in schools, and they got the cartoons have all this stuff programmed in with video games. It seems like the kids that are like 5 to 15 right now are being prepped for something. So that would seem to indicate, you know, maybe in about 5 years or something, we're going to have World War III. And that time frame, you know, they prepped us for 12 years before to go to Iraq. They're at about 7 years now prepping us for Iran. So, you know, maybe around 2014 or something. I'm not making a prediction here. I'm just saying, based on the past, look at what we see going on to try to figure out the future. Now, this could be wrong, but if we look at the past to try to calculate the future, it would seem in a few years, you know, 3-6 years or something, they may be have these kids that are, you know, currently 5 or 15 or something, prepped and ready to go to act like total freaks in the way the Hitler youth did. Because you've got to get people to act in the way Stalin got his troops to act or Hitler got his troops to act, you've got to work on them. You've got to totally have their psyches, their consciousness is under your control to get them to act in those bizarre ways. Now, we see a little of this going on. We got SWAT teams in Missouri shooting puppies and stuff when they barrel into people's family homes in Missouri. I mean, so that's Nazi-like behavior, having SWAT teams shoot, you know, the family dog right in front of the child. That's pretty insane, shocking, amazing. But it would seem that they're prepping a lot of younger people right now for something. So that would be my best guess with war. I'm not making any predictions on economy, nothing. I'm just saying, if I look at the past, this is what I think is going to happen. But I don't want to hold any firm predictions here.
Yeah, well, what I do is I look at the Bible first, and I look at everything else second. And I'm not trying to I'm not talking about you individually. I'm talking about everybody who is I look at, because I look at like about 100 people, a lot of people, and I sort of just eat the meat, spit out the bones, Alex Jones included. But what I do is I sort of distance myself, and then I actually join the party. And what I mean by that is it makes it easier for me to afford to tell you what's going to happen, but at the same time, I've been wrong, and I'll admit that I'm not a prophet. But here's what I kind of like think about the market and think about everything else. I do believe in shock and awe. And what I mean by that, I believe that the globalists have a plan. It's called Order Out of Chaos. I believe that a lot of people, you're not the first one who said that they're going to do everything slow. I disagree. Reason why is because what good is, I mean, to me, everything they have done in the past has been, okay, now. That's how they've always done things, including Pearl Harbor, including the Kennedy assassination. I mean, they knew they wanted to kill Kennedy a while when he tried to splinter the Federal Reserve into pieces. but it was only on one particular November 22nd, 1963, that they did it. And the same thing with every other endeavor, 9/11. They knew they wanted to do this. Since they got the American Century papers, whatever they call it, paperwork, they're saying that America wanted to change and take over hegemony. They wanted more power. So, but in one day it changed. So what I believe they're going to do is I think they had a test run in July. I don't remember if that was June or July, correct me. When they had the markets tumble in 5 minutes, 1,000 points.
Yeah, I believe that was like in May or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is I think they're going to move all that computer stuff out of the way and let the markets crash. And the reason why I'm saying that is because what are they going to tell us? They go, oh, yeah, it was a computer glitch, and it's just that's why they were selling it for. And I believe sometime in the not-too-distant future, I believe that war is really is like at our doorstep. And once that war's happened, and they keep selling us the streets of Hormuz, they keep selling that to us with oil. They keep selling it to us over and over again. They keep selling that to us because they're going to block it. Iran is going to block it, and the markets are going to respond. And I believe order out of chaos. I believe the only way you can get people to submit, the United States citizens to submit, We might be stupid, but we ain't totally stupid. The only way you're going to get us to submit is to take our food away, make our oil prices go up, make our electric bill go from me and my wife, if we keep it under control, is like $150 a month. When they get done with this, it's probably going to be $400 a month or $500 or $600, $700. Plus, to fill up our van, Jeff, it costs $70 to fill up our van. Imagine if they blocked the streets of Hormuz. In hours, not minutes, not years, in hours, the price, they're going to be outside of that gas station sticking $9 a gallon signs up there. We can't afford $400 for a team of $400. As soon as you turn on the machine, go shh, and it go click. It stopped already? $15 will be equivalent of what it takes now to fill up our tank. I mean, heck, it'll take $15 just to get us down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, I like the way you put that. That's go ahead. Sorry.
No, seriously, though. I mean, you're the guest, but I'm just saying, I like what you're saying because you're sort of. I wish there was more time. And I'm not saying I love this world and all this other stuff. I mean, I wish there was 20 more years. That's why I can't stand the globalists. Because I it's not that I want to be here and sing, like, you know, kumbaya with everybody, but I do want, I would like to, I have goals, I have things I would like to achieve, you know, do, get a new house and do all this stuff. So it's not like I want the world to blow up in 2 seconds. You know, I love the United States. What kind of country? I mean, total freedom. I mean, besides the airports, and running a steel detector between grandma's legs. I mean, this country is a great country, you know. And I'm not voting for a lot of those people in the conspiracy realm want the United States. I mean, it's funny because they'll fight, oh, we just love freedom. We like gun control. You know, we like to have everybody have freedom to have guns and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But they, if you listen to Alex Jones' show and if you listen to all these other shows, you would notice one thing. They can't wait for something to happen to prove their point. And you even got Christians like that. You got Christians who are dying to just get their point proved. I heard some preachers, and I love these guys, and I love Alex Jones. I like Alex Jones. But I was listening to some preachers, and they were talking about Damascus in Isaiah 17, no longer being a nation. And they were saying, once this happens, you know, the coming of the Lord is near. And I'm saying to myself, I said, no, wait a minute. Now, I know about the kids, you know, the Bible talks about kids being under the age of accountability. That's not my point. What about the grown-ups? What about people in Damascus? Do you really want Damascus to be blown up? I mean, for real, you're Christian. You're supposed to be. You're supposed to care about people, pray for them. And I understand what they're saying, and you know, in the conspiracy movements, I understand what they're saying. They, you know, they want, you know, this is going to happen, watch it happen, and they're happy it happens. I'm not happy anything happens. But I am telling you this, I do believe that in an instant, the whole world will change. I believe overnight. And go ahead. I got a little excited there. I'm sorry.
I like your analysis. I like how you laid out good reasons. Rather than just making a claim, you laid out the reasons for it. I mean, they use shock and awe. They use order out of chaos. They mix them. Perhaps they have a lot of patience, like they did with the Iraq war building up.
Yeah,
you're right. At the same time, they do love their fireworks. I mean, they sure had a lot of patience, but then when they unleashed the Iraq war, it was everything. You know, they used shock and awe was basically, as a Nazi term for war. So, like I said, I don't have any predictions. I could be wrong. I've kind of backed away from making really any predictions over the last 3-4 years. I've got a couple, but they're real vague, you know, like stuff like, oh, yeah, in 30 years they're going to try to replace Christianity with a fake version of Eastern religion and you know, and so forth. You know, I've got predictions like that, but I think you've got a good point. They could, and I do have one, though. I mean, keep in mind, though, about the big false flag coming up, besides, you know, the ones we've already had, like the Gulf oil spill and so forth. But I do say there is one huge shock and awe false flag coming up. Again, this is one I don't want to say, but we can all figure it out pretty easy if we just think about it. It's kind of obvious. So, you're making good points, and they love people to have their consciousnesses shocked to the bone, and it does seem it's been a while since we had one of those, you know, like a Waco or a 9/11 or, you know, something like that, where we're all sitting there at our televisions with our mouths hanging open, going, oh my gosh, the world, and then the newscasters come on and say the world has changed. All gravely,
yeah.
You know, some total fake event. So here I will say this to you, man. We are due for one of those big time. We're overdue. So they may have something soon. I'm not making the prediction. I'm just saying, if you look at the timelines when they have these, you know, mouth hanging open events, everybody's staring at the TV. We're overdue. So one could be around the corner any time, you know. And the conspiracy movement can sort of feel it coming. And I mean, we've felt that way for a while. So yeah, I'm with you on that point.
I mean, I don't make any predictions either, but as far as some of the things that, I don't know, you're a Christian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of the things that I've looked at in the Bible, I think we're going to find out when we enter heaven, you know, for those who make it, is that God had given correct signals, like for instance in Luke 21, it talks about he gives signs, and in Genesis chapter 1, it says that the stars are put there for signs. So what I'm trying to get at is that a lot of times if you study even the generation that God, Jesus was talking about, this generation should not pass, God does everything in order, but he was trying to give a hint. That the generation will be a certain time, and some 90, it talked about the generation being 70 years, but just in case you take care of yourself, it could be 80. So from 1948, this is state of decree to you know, restore Israel, the land, 1947, going up to 70 years will be 2017. Some of that stuff people are not really looking at. They sort of avoided it, but a lot of times God has given clues. For instance, a lot of the things that are going to happen whenever the tribulation period starts, if it starts in 2014 or 16 or 17, whenever it happens, it will be in the fall. People say, well, why do you say that? Well, if you read Leviticus 23, it talks about the feast. And the first four feasts would accomplish Jesus Christ's first coming, and the next three feasts, which fall in the fall of a calendar, of a Gregorian or a Hebrew calendar, it falls in the fall. So whenever Jesus Christ will come back, I don't care what year it is, you're going to see action around June, July, August, going into September and October, which will be the times that Christ will come back. Now, dealing with that timing, I kind of see things developing right now that the normal eye will not see unless you examine and you go out and look for it. You're not going to find it. It's like Jesus' parable. That's why he said, for those who are watching will receive a special reward, because you have to almost go and find a military buildup. You can't just go on CNN. They're going to give you really fast clips, or they're going to give you really fast. At the bottom of the screen, they're going to say military buildup, and that's it. They're not going to tell you anything else. So, with that being said, to make a long story short, from my examination of things, I see 2012 is relevant but irrelevant. I believe that either God is going to pull it off before 2012 or slightly after to make a mockery of this new age time period. Now, it might be relevant to the Antichrist and his rise, but it's not going to be relevant to Christians and what they're doing. So I kind of see some. I'll make a prediction. I believe that we are. I'll tell you this: we are close. We are very close to something happening. I wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting in our living rooms in about a week or so, looking at that strange event that you were talking about. Because it's just too many signs for me. I mean, I've never seen so many earthquakes in my life. It looks exactly like Matthew 24. I mean, it's almost to a point like a mirror effect. I think I got the gap in mouth today. So you go ahead and give me your.
You have a great show, and you've got. I like listening to you talk. You've got really good stuff to say. So I love it. But 2012 is. I mean, it's just got to be a scam. I mean, if they're making. Remember, I always said about it 10 minutes ago, if they make a film and put as much fanfare around it as it is Avatar, they're being tricked. Now, they did the same thing with that stupid 2012 movie, which was a total joke, really. I mean, it didn't even make any sense and so forth. It was very entertaining. You want to have a lot of popcorn to really munch fast when you're watching it, but that's about all it's good for. But I mean, yeah, I don't mean to be offensive here, and I've said this before on air, but if you go read some of the other authors, like nothing against Greg Braden, he's very interesting, but his 2012 analysis does not have, you cannot go verify it. John Major Jenkins is even worse, the Mayan Cosmogenesis book. I mean, I have gone and tried to check the stuff he puts, I've done detailed analyses of his, and you can't check it against anything. And then you go read, what's that guy's name? Maurice Cotterell wrote that book, Super Gods. I mean, then he comes out with analysis that's totally different. And he seems to maybe have something a little bit to what he's saying. So I think all the 2012 theorists, if you got 100 of them, you got 100 wildly different theories. You know, if we didn't have them, what really are we going to believe? That is there something really coming? You know, then we got NASA putting out these suspicious reports that you really can't trace where they, you know, who's ultimately behind them, saying, oh, my goodness, in 2012, the sun's going to do all this kind of stuff. And then they tell us there's a sunstorm coming and so forth. You know, was there really a sunstorm a couple weeks ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever? You know, I don't know. Seems to be some – it has – you know, when you look at it, doesn't it have kind of the same trademarks of something suspicious here? Now, I'm not saying 2012 won't be some kind of event because, yeah, the world is – you know, we can say America's on the precipice, but then again – if you're in Iraq in 1993, you were on the precipice. If you're in Nazi Germany, you know, or let's even go before, let's say before Nazi Germany, just in the late 1920s, you were on the precipice. So I don't know. I mean, I pretty much have thrown the whole thing away. The only person I think who has anything to say that I really has sort of scientific in any way is Walter Cruttenden about 2012 in his book Lost Star. Now, he doesn't even really say it. I had to kind of add on to the theory. He sort of just implies that, well, he says that, you know, there's scientific experiments that show if you alter the magnetic fields around someone's brain, you can raise their consciousness or lower it correspondingly to how the magnetic fields go. And I think, I forgot his name, that really interesting ESP researcher that's from Stanford University. I forgot his name. He reports on the same, Dean something, I forgot his name. But anyways, Cruttenden writes about how if you can alter someone's consciousness with magnetism. Now, if the sun's magnetic field were to escalate all of a sudden, I'm not sure, I don't know all the science behind it, but theoretically, you could have an elevation in people's consciousness. Now, this would not be some sort of special New Age event. This would just be a product of the solar system, whatever the solar system dynamics are. So now that's interesting, but do I have any idea it's going to happen in 2012? I have no earthly clue. It's just the only theory I can try to fit into all this 2012 stuff, and I have no reason to believe it's going to happen in 2012 anyways. Now, I know the WebBot project is predicting something like that with the magnetic field of the sun. But, you know, the WebBot project, for all, it gives us some good predictions, but then again, it misses some too. So I don't know. The 2012 thing, since the mass media is so much behind it, and since there's so much mediocre, to put it nicely, research behind it, I think we have to, you know, let's go back to what we first started the show with and saying, let's just use our eyes to try to figure out what's going on here. And what we do, when we do that, we say, okay, I think we're being tricked again with the mass media, perhaps. You know, and if there is a 2012, they're going to probably do it anyways. They're going to have their fake alien invasion or something. You know, we're so prepped for the last 60 years with Hollywood, with the aliens and everything, that, you know, we're just ready to go for some fake alien invasion or something. So, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. I was looking at that, and when God is saying he should send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. I'm believing it is UFOs, but a lot of times, man, I'm seriously believing that I think a lot of Bible teachers are leaving something mainly out, and that is the extraordinary. And I think that some conspiracy people are leaving that out too, the extraordinary. They're not leaving room, and me too, I'm calling myself in there, we're not leaving room for the extraordinary. And a lot of times, somebody had made a comment, because I'm starting a network here on Blog Talk Radio, they made a comment that don't have any strange people on there who talks about UFOs. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? You're right, but if you go read Genesis chapter 6, I want you to explain to me what. Now, I'm not talking about UFOs, because these are actually, the Bible calls it demonic trickery, making people believe that it's UFOs. But at the same time, it could be also government sending fake UFOs up in the sky and making it look like, you know, I mean, anything can happen to delude the public. But poisoning people's food and sticking in aspartame and lead and water and all this other, you know, corn starch stuff, and the mass media, and then what we were talking about earlier, and then the mass television programming that to reprogram society, we're bound to take anything that comes out of the woodworks and say, oh, this is truth. They're telling us these things, and we believe them because they believe 9/11. I'm still mesmerized than anybody believes. I didn't even buy into it one time. I felt sorrow for the people in the building. At one point, I was scared there was 50,000 people in the building. I mean, I'm still sorrowful that it was 3,000, but, I mean, heck. I mean, we're going to believe that? I mean, and I sometimes look at the pictures, and I'm like, every time I look at the pictures and wonder, does anybody ask the question why Bin Laden came out of, I mean, just the same day? They just normally, if somebody kills somebody, even if a husband kills a wife, I mean, they sort of back off for a minute and so try to, you know, look at the scene and look at the evidence. And the guy is not really, the husband is still free. I mean, they don't come up and tell the rest of the family, we think it's the husband. We think the husband did it or the wife did it to collect insurance. But they don't do that. They investigate. So how in the world are you going to tell me the same doggone day you're going to pull about something? I thought it was a joke. I mean, I still felt bad for the people. I was on the military compound. I was on the Marshall compound. And I was in the military and we were building these rappel towers. And we went back to camp because they had told us that the 9/11 had happened. And I went back into the weight room. They had television in the weight room. I'm sitting there looking. I was like, you know what, Chief, I ain't going to say nothing to nobody because I'm going to let everybody mourn for a while. And then I'm going to come out and say, you know what, dude, man, this is crazy. You guys believe that crap? For real. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying arrogantly. I'm actually going to say, even as a Christian, I'm going to say, I don't believe it. I don't understand why anybody has even bought 9/11. So how, when the Bible says, and he shall send them a strong delusion, that they'll believe the lie, with all the chemicals in the food, you know, we're already dumbed down as it is, Oh, heck yeah. People are going to believe everything the government tells them because they're scared. I mean, people are fearful of anything. You say, ooh. I mean, people lock their door. Me and my cousin, we laugh about it. So, you know, we're African-Americans. We drive up to a family, and they lock the door. This was before I was saved, you know, before I was walking with God. But they would drive up to the car, and they would lock the door on us. So we decided, hey, you know what, man, next family come up to us, it's not, we're going to lock the door on them. So we laugh about it. So this family drives out little, you know, got kids in the car. We go, click. Because they do us like that. We're not going to do anything to you. You should know that by now. But anyway, you know, the way society is now, I would lock my doors, too, because I do it now. I'm about 280, 290, so I can fight. But I still lock my doors, so the people are crazy. But anyway, I'm thankful that you came on the show. I wish I would have just prayed more about the show because it would have been an excellent show. Because when I had this, you got Blog Talk Radio too, right?
Yeah, so, I've got my website's antimatterradio.com, and then my Blog Talk show is just called Antimatter Radio.
Yeah, so give out your show times if you can.
Well, the show, it comes out on the Blog Talk show is just random whenever I get something. Like, I'll probably put some of the clips from this up on it or something. My show is by subscription every day. It comes out about noon. But the free stuff on YouTube.com/antimatterradio, YouTube.com/antimatterradio is probably the best place. Everything I do that's free just shows up there. And there's something. I just put something up today, and there'll be stuff going up later. And so, yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great show.
I'd like you to come back on pretty quick, though. So.
You just let me know. I'll come back on. I'd love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think we're going to have some things to talk about in the next couple of weeks. But God bless you so much, man. And once again, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye. Jeffrey Grump from Antimatter Radio. Great. And I'd like to thank him for coming on. And I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to the show. I apologize for the lack of preparation today. I'm not going to say that it was but I'd like to thank y'all for coming on the show. And God bless y'all. And stay tuned tonight for Bob Chapman. He'll be on the Prophecy Zone Network. So make sure y'all check that out. God bless y'all, and y'all have a wonderful day. God bless.